Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome to The Drift. It's a beautiful Sunday. I've got a special guest in the studio. Every community has its celebrity. In Whitmore Lake, we have our own celebrity. We'll call him, pseudo-celebrity anyways. He's blushing here already in the studio. Mike Ball is joining me this morning.
Legend in my own mind.
That's exactly. There you go. Mike is an accomplished author. Which we'll talk about later. He is a columnist, a syndicated columnist. Now, you'll see him in The Current. If you don't get The Current for free by mail, you'll catch it for free. CurrentOnline.com. That's C-O-U-R-A-N-T online.com. And Mike is with us just about every month. And what you'll see is he's like the Seinfeld of print. He has some very interesting takes on just everyday stuff that happens to us, especially in Whitmore Lake, living on the lake. And welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
You've been writing columns now for how long?
Well, I started in the 70s, actually, but this current generation, what I've learned so far, has been around since 2001, I think. So about 10 years.
Yeah. I remember when I first moved to Whitmore Lake, the rumor mill ran that the guy in the White House is a writer for David Letterman. And, you know, that was the thing without us. I was looking, I want to talk to that guy. I want to see who's the funny man, you know. So we did finally meet you when I got involved in the newspaper.
That's right.
So good to have you aboard this morning.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
We've got a lot of things to cover with you today, so we're not going to do much in the way of politics, which is kind of refreshing for both of us, I think.
Absolutely.
We have a special concert coming up. This is the fifth annual Lost Voices concert. And I'm going to let Mike explain a little bit about Lost Voices.
Well, Lost Voices is one of those things that if you're lucky, you stumble into once in a lifetime. about 7 years ago, I was asked to go to a maximum security lockup for juveniles called WJ Maxey. That's right in Whitmore Lake. And I was asked to go out there to talk to them about what it's like to be a writer. And I didn't know anything about this. Like most of us, I assume, I didn't have any idea what it was like to be, what happened in a place like that. Are the kids in shackles or, you know, what's going on? So obviously I was very apprehensive. I went in and I saw marching down the hall in order with their arms folded, their right shoulder against the wall with a staff next to them, my son. You know, our kids, they're no different than our kids. They've done terrible things. You know, I don't even ask what they've done. They're locked up, I assume for a reason. But they're still kids. And like kids, they're trying to grow. They're trying to reach out. They're trying to become something better than what they are now. We all grow, and kids are in that process. So I was fortunate enough to be able to do a creative writing program with them. And I spent the next 6 months working with my nine little felons, having them write sonnets and all these things. And just amazing stuff that these kids were capable of and digging down in their hearts. I had them weeping. I had them listening to poetry and weeping. So I I know there's a long, long way around that, but I think the background is important here.
Right, absolutely.
I was able to get a National Endowment for the Arts grant to do a little 15-minute mini documentary on one of the kids to sort of highlight who they are, what they are, and because really I think they're a well-kept secret. So I did this documentary. It's called Young Poet Incarcerated, and you can actually see it if you go to lostvoices.org. It's posted. There's a link to the right called the documentary, and you can watch it online. It's only 15 minutes long, and I guarantee your life will change watching it. It's just this one kid telling his feelings, expressing his feelings in poetry. I made this thing, I did all this poetry, and I realized that there was no way you could listen to these without just going into sensory overload. So I had to cut interstitials. I had to cut little pieces of footage around Maxi into this thing just so you had a chance to catch your breath. In the process of that, the Michigan Humanities Council, the NEA grantor, came back to me and said, we have some more money and we'd like you to do some more work with these kids. This is like a dream. I immediately thought, music. It's got to be music. This, I've been hearing that. I've been a musician since I was a kid. And I thought, this is what we have to do. So I hooked up with some really legendary musicians. Josh White Jr., his dad wrote House of the Rising Sun the way we know it. When I started learning folk music in the late 60s, I was studying Josh White Jr. guitar licks. He was in New York City with Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie, or Arlo Guthrie. His dad hung out with Woody Guthrie. So, and Josh White Jr. lives here in Michigan. So I recruited him to help me, a wonderful singer-songwriter named Kitty Donahoe, who lives here in Ann Arbor, to help me. And we went in. What we do is we sit down with a group of incarcerated youth, boys or girls, and write music. We can either take their individual poetry and convert it into music, or we will group write a song. I mean, you and I could do it here in this room. You know, what's on your mind? Let's just brainstorm. What are we thinking? And, you know, it's tax rebates. Okay, fine, whatever it is. And then write a song about it, line for line. And at the end of the program, the key part is that we put them on stage with us. We'll bring in Mad Cat Ruth, the Reverend Robert Jones, some heavy-hitting performers along with the ones we already have, and put a concert on the air or on the stage in front of their teachers, their peers, their counselors. Sadly, now here's a horrible comment. I've never yet, in 7 years of doing this, I've never yet had a parent come to see their kid.
Wow.
Isn't that heartbreaking?
Yeah, that is very heartbreaking. Yeah. Now, I know you say we could do that. You could do that. When I think of new music, it's like thinking of a new color. I can't think of a tune in my head that I haven't already heard.
Well, here's the key. That doesn't matter. We can, as a team, you know, teams can accomplish things that the individuals, the parts of the team couldn't. So what I do, I'll take care of the music. That's no problem. If you're stuck on other music, no sweat. I've got that covered. If you need that, the melodies, no problem. We can do that. What we're really after is what's in your heart.
Right.
What's down there. So we kind of unleash these feelings and let the kids express them without passing judgment. You know, I figure the judges pass judgment. That's why they're locked up. But and help them just sort of rearrange. I had a counselor after the first Lost Voices concert, the first time we did it, one of the psychologists came over to me and said, I want to shake your hand. He said, I've been working with that kid over there for 2.5 years. He showed me more in 2.5 minutes on stage than he has in that entire 2.5 years. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. We've discovered one of these things that just really is kind of monumental. So, and that's in a nutshell, that's what Lost Voices is. We've been at the Adrian Girls School. You know, sadly, there was a school much like Maxi in Adrian, Michigan for girls. And the girls are way more, truthfully, harder to work with than the guys, more wounded. They have issues. You know, imagine, I think it's tough being a 15-year-old girl.
Right.
Being a 15-year-old girl who was raped by her father, who's addicted to crack, and who's killed someone. Wow. Where do you even start?
Right.
And so, but this program works tremendously. Again, if you go to lostvoices.org, on the main page, there's a little 3-minute piece that a PBS crew came out and filmed. Kitty Donahoe and I working at Adrian and filmed that. Sadly, that facility at Adrian was one of the first ones that was cut and closed with state budget cuts. So those girls, those children, are thrown into adult prison or back on the streets rather than having a chance to change their lives.
Right. So, well, it's an awesome program that you're doing, and it's a shame that budget cuts do come, and that's part of what the Lost Voices concerts.
It's exactly
are up for doing. So it is. I actually attended the first one and the second one, I think, and they were held in your backyard.
That's right, that White House.
Yeah, the big White House, right on the lake, and I sat on a boat and we listened to the music, and it was pretty awesome. And right then and there, I knew there was something special going on. So
Yeah, there is. The group of people that we work with are just really, really fine feeling individuals and rolling up their sleeves and helping with this work.
Right, right. Well, we're going to talk more about that concept when we come back. And remember, this is a talk radio show. So YM Talk 1600-734-822-1600. You can call in and talk to us and maybe talk to Mike Ball about how you can get involved. So we'll see you on the other side.
Monday through Friday, your radio is locked on Wham Talk 1600. Your computer and smartphone are streaming Wham 24/7. Well, stick around and check out our Saturday lineup as well. Start your weekend with Radio John D. and the Greasy Skillet from 6 to 8 a.m., followed by Joe Gannon, the Appliance Doctor, from 8 to 11. 11 to noon, Keith and Kevin bring you It's Your Business, followed by Jay McNally and the American Dream at 12. Don't miss Ron Selleck as he discusses your net worth at 1. The Best of Glenn Beck airs from 2 to 4. Then it's Joshua's Trail from 4 to 6. Starting at 6 p.m., we take a break from the discussions and fire up the music. 12 hours of rock, blues, and even country during Theron's Rockin' Rhythm Review. Get the details at whamradio.com.
Open our eyes, feeling alive together, a chorus down 75, moving along Grand River. This is your hometown, from the west side to east side, with your Metro Detroit Chevy dealers.
Now's a great time to get a 2012 Traverse from your Metro Detroit Chevy dealers. With 8 passenger seating, class-leading cargo space, and a 5-star safety rating, Traverse fits your life in the D and everything that comes with it.
This is your hometown, from the west side to east side, with your Metro Detroit Chevy dealers.
Chevy drives the Motor City. Visit ChevyDetroit.com.
Autumn in Michigan means beautiful fall colors in cider mills. It also means that cold weather is on the horizon, and now is the time to get your furnace checked by Kelly Brothers. Maintaining your furnace is an important step in achieving top efficiency, and Kelly Brothers will make sure it's performing at its best to keep you warm and worry-free when the temperatures drop. If you're looking for an upgrade or new furnace, Kelly Brothers installs high-efficiency furnaces that carry up to 10 years parts and labor under warranty. Kelly services, repairs, and maintains all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, and standby generators. Call Kelly Brothers today at 734-642-6266 for an appointment to have your furnace checked. That's 734-462-6266. Or you can find Kelly Brothers on Facebook or visit them on the web at kellybrotherslc.com. Kelly Brothers, assuring the highest degree of comfort.
I've always loved appliances. In school, most kids wanted a BB gun. I wanted a 12-speed blender.
It's Gordy, straight-shooting founder of ABC Warehouse, and what he might lack in the hunting and foraging department, he more than makes up for in the appliance department.
ABC has a huge selection of name-brand washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves.
12-speed blenders?
You betcha. All at great deals, too.
He's Gordy, alpha male deal maker.
Well, it makes me sick to think what people pay for appliances at other stores. In fact, I feel a little queasy right now.
Diagnosis, high-priced appliance flu.
I'm burning up here.
Remedy, great deals at ABC Warehouse.
I have such a huge selection of appliances, some people call me the appliance giant.
He's clearly delirious.
Or appliance colossus.
Or how about average-sized guy with orange jacket?
Hey, it's not size that counts, it's selection.
ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Right now at ABC, get a Frigidaire 30-inch gas range for only $297 or less. Get the sale ad online at abcwarehouse.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Dan, welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift here on Wham Talk 1600s. We have a special guest in the studio today. If you missed the first segment, that's Mike Ball. But before we continue that, I'm going to take care of some business and take care of this half-hour sponsor, Brighton Ford. If you're looking for a brand-new Ford, Brighton Ford is a place to go. The Spittler brothers, Scott and Todd, run a great dealership. I've bought three cars from them now, and my latest one is a little Ford Escort, Ford Focus. And all I can say is, wow, you know, this car is probably the best Ford I've ever had, and I've been driving Fords for almost 40 years now. So up at Brighton Ford, you can get a free tire rotation or a 1995 oil change or a four-wheel alignment for only $49.95, and that's a real deal. You can call 1-800-519-4155. That's 1-800-519-4155. And just ask for Todd and tell him Gary from the Daily Drift told you to call him, and then he'll put you in touch with somebody. So we can get back to Mike Ball and the concert for Lost Voices. You have probably lost that funding now to continue that work. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, that really only carried us through the first year of programs. And when at the end of that, NEA has been under some stress. So that money kind of dried up. And it was really meant to just seed the program. And so I think you really hit it on the head. As budgets are cut, as things, we're not going to sit back and just feel bad about it. We're out raising the money to do the work that we feel needs to
right.
be done.
And as a community, that's our job. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'd prefer to have us step up, find sponsors in the business community, put the $5 donations in, pay for the tickets. What are tickets going to be this year?
Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and we have a student ticket for $15. For that, you get probably, that's the entertainment buy of the century. We have Josh White Jr., and as I said, Josh is really a folk music legend. He's just, it's amazing to me every time his name comes up, somebody in the crowd goes, oh my God, I saw him, you know, my parents have been great. He's fantastic. Kitty Donahoe, wonderful. She's got the voice of an angel. You've heard her, yep. Celtic yep. singer-songwriter, Celtic inspired. Reverend Robert Jones is going to be there, and this guy is, I think, 8 years younger than me, and I want him to adopt me. He's the most wonderful man. He channels Son House and Blind Blake and these Robert Johnson, the blues man. He plays country blues. He has the most fantastic voice. He's an expert. Now, he was on the air for, gosh, I think 30 years or close to it with a show on WDET called Blues from the Lowlands. So he's very knowledgeable and just a wonderful guy, very funny. Sherry Kane and Dave Steele. Sherry and Dave are husband and wife blues team that, interestingly enough, have been married for many years but kind of had different music careers. They're both professional musicians, but they kind of had different careers, and only the last few years they've been really performing together. At least this is the way I understand the story. So they're an amazing duo. Cats and the Fiddler, we have, they're a bluegrass trio. Kitty actually turned me on to these guys several years ago. She came back from hosting a, it's about 4 or 5 years ago, she came back from hosting a stage at the Celtic Festival in Saline and said, I just heard three 10-year-old kids mm-hmm. playing the best bluegrass music I've ever heard. So these kids have been touring, and they're 10-year-old kids. They're twin boys and their female cousin. They're all three 10 years old and closely related. They are amazing. They're 15 now. And just off the
now
charts.
Now, we've had them out at the library in Whitmore Lake, right?
Yeah, we had them at the library. We had them on the lake. We had them at our one concert on the lake in June this year. Yeah. So you've heard.
I have. Very amazing.
They're
very
just
amazing.
Astounding.
For young kids, too. You're like, wow, really?
Well, and they're not just young kids. They're nice young kids. Mm-hmm. They're so as either they don't know how good they are or they just don't care. They're just not full of themselves. You know, they're just really nice, centered, well-grounded, nice families, you know, just terrific kids to work with and astounding on stage. Annie and Rod Capps, husband and wife team, classic folk musicians. They're just wonderful. Annie is a singer-songrwriter. Rod is about 7 feet tall, just the best guitar player. Just, you know, he can play anything. And then Dr. Mike and the Sea Monkeys are going to be there.
And who is Dr. Mike?
Well, Dr. Mike, actually, he won't be there. He's that jerk never shows up for he's a fictional character. Dr. Mike doesn't actually exist, so that's why he never shows up. So it's up to us Sea Monkeys, Scott Clouser and myself, who have to carry the weight so we're a two-man trio.
Right. So it sounds like it's going to be a good show this year. Again, $20 for tickets in advance, $25 at the door. And this is for a great cause. So, I mean, you're putting money up for something. Is it tax deductible?
It is. It is. We are 501c3. It's tax deductible.
Right.
Yes, that's a donation. You know, if you want to see these people and you just can't afford it, okay, come on out.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, or donate. But, you know, we really...
Have you gotten your fair share of sponsors this year? Has the business community stepped up to help you at all?
Not really. We really haven't. I think that's most. I'll take the blame for that. We've been a little on the ropes getting things going. We're designing it differently this year. In past years, like you say, it was on the lake, and it was a wonderful event that way. The only problem was, I think the third one. The first 2 years were spectacular. I think the best year we had 500 people in my backyard, which made my wife really happy. The third year, we just had horrible weather.
Right. And, I remember that one.
Yeah. It was 50 degrees and drizzly, and this was the weekend before Labor Day. And it just crippled us for 6 months. It was this fundraising is so important to us that, it really messed us up. So we're trying to weatherproof it. Last year we had it out at Barnstormers, and that was excellent. It was a very, very nice evening. We still were able to have it out in their courtyard because we did have a nice evening. This year we've decided to take it indoors to the Whitmore Lake High School, which is, I think, a really underappreciated asset of our wonderful community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that stage and theater at Whitmore Lake, because that was a brand new school 7 years back,
yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was done top of the line.
Yep.
I mean, it's a really great school, and we don't have enough kids to fill it, actually.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
which is kind of odd. But I love that. I go to church there occasionally with Living Water.
Awesome.
And we use that auditorium, and it's really a great venue. So this should be just spectacular.
Yeah, I'm really hoping. Yeah, Whitmore Lakes. My son, who is about to turn 30. Has really been out of shape because he never got to go to school there. He went to the old Whitmore Lake High School, but you know, our kids deserve a wonderful school. Now I think Whitmore Lake is a school of choice.
Absolutely,
it's just, but people don't know it yet. So
yeah.
Maybe, you know, among other things, we can help shed a little light on how nice.
Yeah,
this facility
is. Yeah, I mean, put a plug in for Whitmore Lake Schools. I mean,
absolutely.
There has been, you know, a past reputation that people didn't like Whitmore Lake Schools. I tell you what, this is not your old Whitmore Lake Schools.
Yeah.
This school system is top of the notch now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get my daughter out of Ann Arbor Schools to come here.
Good.
To Whitmore Lake Schools. I don't know if she will or not, but we'll see.
You know, even before the new high school, just to divert a little bit, when we first moved to Whitmore Lake, people were saying, you're not going to put your kid in Whitmore Lake Schools. I guess not. I didn't know. I panicked. My wife was smart enough, as she always is, to settle me down, and we went and talked to them. And truthfully, they didn't have great facilities back then. But what they did have was a really caring staff and a small student body. Every teacher in the school knew him, and he couldn't get away with anything. It was actually,
right.
He got a very good education. He's got a college degree, and he's done just fine.
Right. Well, something to be said for being a big fish in a small pond as opposed to being a small fish in a giant ocean, which some of these school districts are.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't get the attention
exactly
for the
right.
kids from the teachers. So, yeah, that's an awesome thing. You can find more information out about Concert 2011 for Lost Voices at currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com. Front page this month in the November issue, which is now out. And we have links right to lostvoices.org on there. So
that's
while
right.
you're perusing the Current or the Daily Drift, you can click right on and catch up to Lost Voices Concert 2011. And there's that cue music. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some other of Mike's endeavors, including his book and new book coming out. So we'll see you on the other side.
are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jared Halper. New England knows snow, just usually not this time of year.
This is ridiculous already. We're only in October, not even November, not even close to past Halloween.
Heavy snow bringing down power lines from Maryland to Maine. 2 feet falling in parts of Massachusetts. Power's out for about 2 million people. At least 3 deaths blamed on the early season storm. At least 3 farm workers killed in a Kansas grain elevator explosion. A fireball so big it was seen in neighboring Missouri. No word on what sparked the explosion, but stored grain can generate toxic gases and mold. Herman Cain topping the latest poll in Iowa.
We're not running a traditional campaign strategy, and they don't know what our non-traditional strategy is.
Cain getting 23% in today's Des Moines Register poll, edging Mitt Romney by just 1 point. Texas Congressman Ron Paul, the only other GOP hopeful with double digits. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
There's going to be a bazaar and luncheon on November 11th at Bethlehem United Church of Christ, located at 423 South 4th Avenue in Ann Arbor. Bake sale, crafts, and much more begin at 10 a.m. The lunch begins at 11:30 a.m. For more details, call the church office at 734-665-6149.
Hunger is a critical issue throughout Michigan, with more than 1 million Michigan residents receiving emergency food assistance annually. To support local food banks like Food Gatherers in Ann Arbor, Two Men in a Truck, the Food Bank Council of Michigan, East Arbor and Fortis Charter Academies, and Wham Talk 1600 are teaming up to collect food items as part of the Michigan Harvest Gathering. For more information on how you can help, contact Two Men in a Truck at 734-973-6683. Suburban and rural landowners with 5 or more acres of land can learn about basic conservation principles and practices by attending the Conservation Workshop Series presented by the Washtenaw County Conservation District. The workshop series will include 4 evening sessions on 4 consecutive weeks, Monday, November 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the MSU Extension Classroom in the Washtenaw County Service Center located at 705 North Zeeb Road in Ann Arbor. Cost for the workshop series is $40 per person or $60 per couple. The registration deadline is October 31st. To learn more, call 734-761-6721 extension 5 or visit the district website at www.washtenawwcd.org.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Are you saving for a big purchase or just trying to put money away for a rainy day? The National Foundation for Credit Counseling offers these tips to help you meet your savings goals. Set aside money from every paycheck, bank any raises, bonuses, or tax refunds, and put away loose change every night. It adds up. For more tips on how to save money and reach your financial goals, call a certified NFCC counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit nfcc.org, a public service from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling.
This is the Clark Cast with Matt Clark.
And it really is a double standard. You can say something on one side of the aisle and get away with whatever we're talking about. In this case, it's, oh, you're going to get raped if we don't pass this jobs bill. And on the other side of the aisle, if they would say the exact same thing, nope, sorry, the left-wing media will come at you. Oh, you bet.
The Clark Cast, every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Good morning and welcome back to Wham! Talk 1600. You're on The Drift with me, the aforementioned host, Gary Wellings. This is a talk show, 734-822-1600. Call us now and you can talk to Mike Ball. Mike, we're going to talk a little bit about what other people can do besides buying a ticket and coming, if not for this year, maybe next year, as far as corporate sponsorships. And we do get a lot of business people down here who listen to Wham. How would somebody get involved?
Well, you can call. There's a number of ways. The funding, funding is clearly the biggest issue. You can call 313-405-SONG. That's 7664. So 313-405-7664. Talk to me about what you'd like to do. We can take donations online at lostvoices.org of any size. We can certainly, we'd like to work with anyone. Funding is our biggest issue. Sponsoring events. This Concert for Lost Voices is not a one-of-a-kind deal. This is our big fundraiser. But ideally, we've done church concerts, house concerts, and we'd love to do that. So if you have a nice house or you'd like to bring us into your church, a couple of us, maybe Kitty and I or Josh and I, can come in and do a concert on, you know, not quite on this scale, and try to raise funds, maybe a free concert or maybe something that raises funds for your church as well as Lost Voices. There's a lot of options, and we're open to all of them.
Right. And so we'll encourage anyone who's listening to, you know, get involved. Call here, contact The Current, contact Lost Voices.
Go to lostvoices.org. You can drop me an email.
Yeah, love to have it, because it is a really worthwhile cause, and we're glad that you stepped up and have done such a great job with that. It's pretty awesome.
Truthfully, this is, I feel like I'm just lucky. How many times do you fall into something that is what you were born to do?
Right.
And it's really astounding. Every skill, I've lived kind of a varied life, and I've done a lot of things and learned a lot of things. And every skill I've learned in my life has come to bear in this. Everything is just focused. It's perfect.
Right. Oh, there's something to be said. I remember years ago when I was teaching adult ed, I kind of fell into that. And I didn't have a teaching degree. I was a construction guy, and they were teaching construction classes. Mm-hmm. And I remember one day stepping out of the project home we were working on and looking up and saying, you know, what an awesome thing. Not only am I getting paid, I'm doing something that is helping others. Mm-hmm. And even years afterward, I would run into young contractors who remembered me. I may not have remembered their face, but they're like, Gary, you taught me, and now I'm a contractor. And they were making money, you know, and these were, you know, adults. I called them kids, but they were adults, mm-hmm. often older than me, and didn't get their high school degree, mm-hmm. and we helped them get their GED, and then got them a trade and sent them out into the world. And
it's
a great thing. So yes, you're right. We're both lucky when we can mm-hmm. say that we've done something we loved and made a difference in somebody else's life. So mm-hmm. Let's move on to your book. You are the accomplished author, and What I've Learned So Far became a book. The first one was Part One, Bikes, Docks, and Slush Nuggets. And people are thinking, what the heck? Well, you got to read in order to find it. So tell me about your first book.
Well, the first book is a compilation of, I think, 2.5 years of columns. I won the Irma Bombeck Award in, 2002. And the column that won that award is the first column in the book. And it's the bikes part of it. But yeah, we put together, it's kind of an observational column, just sort of poking around at life, taking a look at what's going on, and having fun with it. Dave Barry meets Irma Bombeck kind of
right.
thing.
So I mean, it is. It's the kind of stuff people look forward to in our paper. You know, I think we've missed you once or twice because mm-hmm. either we screwed up or you didn't do a column that month or something. And, I get the emails, where's Mike Ball? Well, you know, sorry, we didn't mean to miss him.
Still here. Still here. So, it happens.
And this month we didn't get one for you in there. Oh, correct, I think.
I think we toyed
with the idea of getting an old one, but we figured you wrote the front page column.
Front
page article, so we gave your dues on that.
There you go.
One.
Yeah.
And probably is more important anyways for Lost Voices to get that out. But if you haven't seen What I've Learned So Far, you really got it. And you've got a website as well.
Yes, whativelearnedsofar.com or learnedsofar.com. You can, if you don't want to type it all.
Right. And are you still working with North Star? You are, correct?
Yes. North Star? Still syndicated by North Star Writers Group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you have an idea how many papers across the country you're in?
I don't. That's the only I just don't hear that from them. Right. Occasionally, I get letters. I get their email from readers in various parts of the country. So, and they'll tell me. I had a lady in New York City. I was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, and this lady, which is central Manhattan, if you haven't been to New York, and this, she stopped in her tracks and stared at me. And people don't look at each other in New York. You sort of just, so it was, I'm checking my zipper and thinking, what the heck is it? And she said, "You're the guy with the dog." I said, "Okay." And she, my picture, the picture that runs with the column, I should change that because it's about 10 years old now. Yeah.
You were quite a bit younger.
I was quite time. My hair was not nearly as gray. So it's time to update that picture. Remind me, Gary.
We'll, yeah, we'll I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, boy, Michael looks awful thin and young.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. We'll get you a new one. But they, it's me with my Doberman Pinscher in my arms, and that picture's been running for years, and she'd been reading it in her paper in Connecticut, and recognized me. And I said, you know, seriously, out of 14 million people, you were able to pick out the guy with the dog.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
that's a person with powerful
insight. Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you, yeah. I want to harness that. So
yeah, that's amazing. So you've got a new book coming out.
Second book is queued up, and it's Angels, Chimps, and Part Two: Angels, Chimps, and Tater Mitts. So
a tater mitt is
one of those wonderful popiel things that you put on a pair of mitts with little abrasive things on your palms, and you can scrub the skin off a potato about 5 seconds.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen the infomercial.
Yes.
On that
can one. You quarry apple? No, I could, but I could use tater mitts. Yeah.
And the slush nuggets from the first book?
Slush nuggets. Well, I actually do a song called Slush Nugget Blues with Dr. Mike and the Sea Monkeys. But it's slush nuggets are. I live on Main Street in Whitmore Lake, right, which is a fairly well-trafficked street. And every spring, when the snow melts, as those big old snow drifts melt away, you start finding treasures. Stuff starts popping up.
Treasures we use loosely.
Well, yes. Well, as opposed to the trash. I mean, there's literally garbage, but there's like the side view mirror from a 96 Hyundai or whatever, you know, that's actually worth more than the car was, or toupee. I found one of the coolest things I found was a red paper plate with lipstick. And it just said candy, and it had a phone number on it. And I thought, you know, there's a whole story. This is sociological study in this crap I find in my front yard every spring. And so I call them slush nuggets. I called that number. It was a pizza place. And
that's a new marketing concept.
Yeah, I think candy was getting rid of some.
Maybe we should try that for Lost Voices. We'll put some paper plates with a lipstick mark and
candy,
a phone number.
Good. Say.
No, but I can sell you a nice concert ticket.
That's right. That's a good idea. Good concept.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're glad that you've done so well with the books. I have not read it yet myself. You're saying I get to keep this one? Yes. Yeah. That's what I was gunning for. Nothing better than getting a free book.
That's right.
So I haven't got the light reading. A lot of times the stuff on the side of my bed is a little deep and not particularly fun to read.
Flip it over. You'll see on the back, see the little badge there? It's throne tested for your reading pleasure.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Throne tested. There you go. With the toilet seat. Yeah. Yep. Awesome. So. Awesome. Let me take care of our other sponsor this half hour, which is Viper Space Incorporated. If you've never met Adam Engelbach, you need to. 734-449-2683. Adam runs Viper Space, which is an information technology store, and he has anything from small computers for your home or gaming systems to running IT departments for those companies that cannot afford to have their own IT department. Very cost effective, very personable, and the ultimate in security. He's got some really great computers. He gets the refurbs, he gets the demos from the trade shows, and he's got all brand new equipment, and he prices it right because he wants your service. So Adam's a guy to talk to. If you've got the need for a new gaming system or want to update your gaming system or your home office computer is starting to run slow, I think he does an $80 cleanup. But Viper Space is a great company to spend your time with and your money with. So 734-449 2683, and that's Adam Ungelbach. Ask for him. Tell him you heard it from Gary on The Drift, and he'll get you squared away with some PC optimization. That takes care of all our house cleaning.
Adam is a good guy, too.
Isn't he? You've worked with Adam because he comes to the library. Yeah. He actually takes care of all the IT for the library, correct?
Yeah. In fact, I brought him in there. I went and dropped in on his place when he first opened, and got to meet him. Yeah, really, really fine man.
Yeah, and again, one of those community-minded individuals. He actually sits on both our Chambers of Commerce in Whitmore Lake, the Whitmore Lake Chamber and the Northfield
Chamber. We're too big for just one.
That's a story unto itself. One of these days we're going to have both sides of that chamber in here on a Sunday morning and let the sparks fly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and we're members. The current is members of both chambers, and you kind of have to just for the pure politics of it. If you don't, you get somebody mad, and in a small town, you can't have people mad at you. So we'll be coming back after the break, and we're going to talk a little bit about the current and Whitmore Lake and put our own plug into the lakeside.
Okay.
And we've got them. Hats, t-shirts, coffee mugs, magnets, and bumper stickers with On the Edge with Theron and the Bone Conduction Music Show official logos. This is Theron letting you know that we heard your calls, we read your emails asking for show-related mugs and stuff, and there's much, much more. It's all available at Theron.com. And then hit the company store drop-down menu. You'll be the envy of all your coworkers as you sip your morning coffee out of an On the Edge with Theron mug, and you'll make a bold fashion statement with the extremely cool hats and t-shirts sporting the Bone Conduction Music Show logo. Both show logos are available on all products. Get magnets for your fridge, bumper stickers for your car. Pass them out to your friends and family. It's all available at the company store on Theron.com. And don't forget that it's Christmas all year round at Theron.com. Pick up our super fine hats, t-shirts, mugs, bumper stickers, and magnets for everyone on your gift list. It's all at the company store on Theron.com.
Jenkins, we need to open offices within 24 hours.
Right.
Fully furnished.
Doable.
One that comes with a receptionist.
A receptionist.
That will answer phones and greet clients.
Not impossible.
And we'll need to eventually expand these offices.
Right.
So I don't want to sign a long-term lease.
No long-term lease.
And I'd like professional business lounges whenever I travel.
That's
1,100 of them, all over the world.
Not gonna happen.
Can you find this office?
Yes, but you'll need a jacket.
A jacket?
A straight one, because you're crazy.
From the Fortune 500 to startups, if you need a full-time office without a long-term lease, call Regis, the new way to work. Regis provides fully furnished and wired offices with a full-time receptionist and administrative support. You'll have access to over 1,100 business lounges around the world. That's R-E-G-U-S. Regis, it's the new way to work. Visit our new center in Ann Arbor at South State Commons for a tour and get 2 months free. Visit Regis.com/new or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES. Offices.
It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by Flying Dutchman Management. Now here's Theron.
Recently, a local business in Ann Arbor, Michigan had a sign blow over, a very cool sign that could be considered American sculpture and art as much as it was advertising. The Beer Depot, one of Ann Arbor's iconic old-school brick-and-mortar businesses, lost their legendary 1960s-style metal and neon sign due to a windstorm. When they tried to put it back up, they were stopped by the Ann Arbor Planning Commission. They're run-of-the-mill, all-too-common bureaucrats, the gray and faceless Soviet-like commissars of city planning that are more often than not crippling American business with rules and regulations. These are the control freaks that have crept into our American body politic on a local and national level. They not only have a stranglehold on free market business, but have their snouts in the trough of defined contribution pension plans and benefits that the businesses they cripple cannot afford. The Ann Arbor Planning Commission will decide if the Beer Depot sign is in keeping with current code and if it can be restored. This is something the Beer Depot should decide, not the modern-day East German-like bureaucrats. Go buy some beer at the Beer Depot. Tell them you're on their side, not the
outside of the central planners.
Ann Arbor's Hogback Office Center off of US 23 and Washtenaw Avenue offers a beautiful rolling 5-acre country atmosphere. Your clients will be more than impressed. The professional office suites at the Hogback Office Center range from 960 to 5,000 square feet. They're very competitively priced, and your clients will appreciate free parking. Call Susan Watrous at 734-971-4000 for more information, or visit FlyingDutchmanMGT.com.
Do you have a question about your pension or 401k plan? Have your benefits been miscalculated or denied? Are you trying to claim benefits from a former employer that has relocated or gone out of business? Thanks to a grant from the U.S. Administration on Aging, you can learn your pension rights and claim the benefits you've earned. Services are provided to workers, retirees, and their families free of charge. Call the New England Pension Assistance Project at 888-425-6067 for assistance.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back to the Drift. Good to have you with us. Our guest in the studio today has been a pleasure. It's Mike Ball, who has been here touting the Lost Voices concert for 2011. It's a concert to raise money to help, shall we say, disadvantaged youth who are in our prison system, correction system.
Well, yeah, it's juvenile placement, or however you want to say. We've worked with a number of. I'd prefer to say at-risk kids, because they don't really have to be incarcerated. Kids are kind of in a precarious place in their lives. Anyway, it's a funny time. Little things can reshape you. And so I'm working with a group called COPE right now, doing a program over in Ipsy. Now, these are not kids that are incarcerated. Some of them are kids who, without help, may end up incarcerated. They're all troubled. They've had problems, but they're good kids. Again, good kids. I don't want to pass judgment on them, whether they're good or bad. They're kids, so they're reachable. They're kids that you can reach and help them. I had a woman. I know this is a diversion, but it is great. I sang at a church just during their service and talked a little bit about Lost Voices, and as I was coming out, the pastor gave me a big hug and said, "Oh, bless you for the work you do." And I was, shucks, I don't just, you got. And she said, "Now you stop that." She said, "Was there ever anybody in your life who said or did something that changed your life?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I can think of three or four." And, oh, man, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, mentoring.
Mentoring.
You know, it's lost in today's world, but we need it.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be huge or profound. You don't have to be their dad. You don't have to be with them for 20 years. You can. My eighth grade football coach, big old lantern-jawed guy, Mr. Remo, was also my English teacher. He cried when he read one of my poems, and it changed my life. It made me a writer.
Right.
It really, from that moment on, I was different. And just that moment. So the little things we can do can help reroute these kids. You know, I don't know that it's magic, that anything, but we can plant a seed that hopefully when the time comes to make a decision, they won't make the kind of decisions that they've been making.
Decisions, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and that's all we can do. I think as individuals, that's all we can do.
Yeah. Well, so, let's lighten this up a bit.
Yeah.
You were going to sing a song for us. I'm hoping the studio is fit for that.
Hey, you want a song?
Okay. I
want
to hear a little of that blues tune that you were kind of singing there just when we came in. What was that? Blues? Sounded bluesy to me.
Are we picking
it
up? Well, this is a song that the kids actually wrote at Maxi. This is one of the first songs we wrote. One of the things we do is we talk to them and say, "What's on your mind?" And what's on the mind of an incarcerated 15-year-old boy sometimes isn't. We don't want to talk about it here. But one of the things that they were really was preying on their minds. One of the kids we were working with was 17. He'd been locked up for 5 years. So you think about that chunk of a young life. And they were all incarcerated because of bad decisions. They all were looking towards the day they were going to get out, counting the minutes, really. And this worried them. You know, what's going to happen to us? So they wrote this song, and I don't know if I'll do the whole song, but they created a character. Eddie's gone tonight at midnight. about to kick him out that door. Eddie's gone tonight at midnight, about to kick him out that door. He's got a sweatshirt, shoes, blue jeans, a plan and nothing more. In and out of locked doors, same old song and dance. I said in and out of locked doors, same old song and dance. This time's got to be different, ain't gonna be another chance.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, when you think about that coming from the kids.
Yeah. You know? A bunch of 15-year-old kids, or 12 to 17-year-old kids. Yeah, they're talking about, this song goes on to, Eddie meets an old man who teaches him, who explains to him that, you know, you got to change your ways. And Eddie's going, I don't have time for you, old man. Right. You couldn't possibly understand until you've been locked up. What's cool, and that doesn't actually appear in the song, but it was in the kids' heads as when we wrote it, was that the old man was actually Eddie come back to talk to himself.
Right.
You know, it's a cautionary tale. Mm. So it's pretty it's pretty astounding. They did another one talking about Tiananmen Square. They had seen a poster in one of the teacher's office of the young Chinese guy in a suit with a little shopping bag staring down the barrel of a tank.
Yeah.
And I think we all remember that image.
Yeah, everyone remembers that. It's iconic.
Yeah. So, yeah, just the tank could go right. The kid would just keep his head in front of it, knowing that they could pull the trigger. That'd be it. And it was happening. So, and the kids, when they did know. No one had explained that to them. They just thought that was a weird picture. And when I explained the courage, that incident, they were so moved that they wrote a song started out, I'm a student in Tiananmen Square, standing for the rights of helpless people everywhere. But see if I can go to the stage of the chorus. What's it gonna take? How many lives? How many voices left unheard? How many tears? How many years? Until the ones in power hear the word. You know that.
Yeah, awesome. You know, to sit there and think, I don't have that ability. I just don't.
To have them come out of themselves that much.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And just think, as they one verse is a young boy in Afghanistan fighting for the freedom of the people in my land, an immigrant in the USA. Though I speak another language, still I understand that everywhere I go, I'm seen as less than a man. I'm a black man in the East Detroit streets, trying to find the courage to throw away my heat. Just, you know, the things that these kids can deal with, they're just astounding. So come to the Lost Voices concert. We will plug this. And if you can't come, think about donating. Go to lostvoices.org. You can click on the donate button, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can do. It's all tax deductible, and it will help change young lives.
Right, which is very important. And let me remind everyone, this is a talk show, 734-822-1600, Wham Talk Radio. If you want to talk to Mike Ball or ask him about his experiences, call in. We're happy to take your calls. I do have email set up for The Drift now at gary@thedailydrift.com. You can email me at any time during a show if you're too scared to call in, or anytime during the week if you have something that you'd like me to discuss on a Sunday. So, Mike, you've been with The Current since its inception, and that's when Dan and Sam and the McFarlands and Ken Dignan put it together.
That's right.
What did you think when they said, we're going to have our own newspaper in Whitmore Lake?
Oh, you know, you're just opening the biggest can of worms. I think it's wonderful. And I'll tell you, I've been publishing columns in papers since the 70s, and I'm a big fan of newspapers. It's such a needed thing. And the community newspaper is so needed. I think you have the national news, you have all the international stuff, and all that's wonderful, and the big papers have got that covered. Talking about the millage for the library, or the things that influence our everyday lives, the things that you walk out your front door and this is what you see. That's what a paper like that can do and needs to do. It's a thing that's so American.
Yeah. Well, it's been fun growing it over the years.
Right? Oh, it's amazing.
Again, currentonline.com, CourantOnline, online. Whether you're reading or advertising, The Current's the place to go. Go to currentonline.com and look at the information. And thanks, Mike, so much for coming in.
Well, it's thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been awesome. So lostvoices.org, if you need any information, or go to currentonline.com. We've got links there. And we'll see you all next Sunday. Goodbye.